Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde.
There aren't any Jasons 12 and under. That's a dead name.
Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher.
How many kids do you hear, hey, Marky, it might be almost to the point of Ruth.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio.
You love that name so much, you don't even go by it.
On 100.5 ESPN.
If you call me Mark, I like my name. I like my name a lot.
The ESPN Wisconsin app.
Wilde and Tosh.
And ESPN Madison on YouTube.
It's Wilde and Touch, isn't it?
This is Wilde and Tosh, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Have the Brewers now won 7 in a row? Is that right? Boy, fire the manager. Am I right? Edition. Speaking of the guy that called for the manager to be fired, saying not saying, he's not here because he's at jury duty?
I'm not sure I buy that either. I don't know.
Edition. And the Tausch getting a preview of the course that the best in golf will be playing at the AmFam Championship edition of Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaverton. Hey, can you move your Quick Trip coffee? We can't see you.
Oh, well, you didn't introduce me yet.
Hey, there he is. ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app.
Yeah, you would have loved it. As I'm driving in my Chevy Tahoe from Zimbrick Chevy, I stopped at Quick Trip, didn't put a lid on, and I made a turn and I spilled coffee on myself. So I thought about you this morning, Hunter.
Huh, it's crazy how that works.
Imagine.
I ain't going to change. Hey, Houston's change. I ain't going to change.
Your Alexa smart speaker, streaming live video, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and, of course, everything you need on the all-new, all-redesigned, all-free ESPN Wisconsin app, available in both your Apple and Android app stores. I'm Jason Wilde in Green Bay. The aforementioned Jesse Nelson is at the courthouse waiting to find out if he is selected in voir dire for jury duty. That leaves us with Hunter Vaughn. Mr. Gerald Ford is our cousin sub of the day. Cousin subs, we believe in better. Good morning, Hunter. How are you and how happy are you that Tausch spilled coffee in his lap by not putting a cover on it like you spilled it at the Tundra Trio during the draft?
I feel so vindicated.
Like, why?
Because if you had a lid, you wouldn't have spilled coffee on yourself. It's 2025. They put lids on everything now. Like, actively choosing not to protect your drink is just crazy behavior.
Yeah, you're probably right, but
it's a fair
I'm not going to
change.
Still, I don't like drinking. Don't you see all these reports of plastic in food and plastic in your you-know-whats because we're consuming too much plastic? And then I have an opportunity to not have plastic. I'm not going to do it. So that's what I'm doing.
Couldn't, if I may.
So why would you – I don't fully comprehend why you'd want to add plastic to anything that you don't need to have plastic to.
And from TPC Wisconsin, where he has participated, is this the pro-am? Because Lord knows you're not in the celebrity foursome.
No, I'm not in the celebrity foursome, as you know, still hurts. But I'm in a pro-am today, and I think I might be in a – I didn't even know there was a pro-am on Monday. I got a nice late invite. Now I'm out here. Of course, it's at a new course at TPC Wisconsin. It looks fantastic. Can we give it up? Nate Pokrast, tournament director. What a job he does.
He must be standing nearby.
He is. He's standing right behind him. Making sure I get I want to make sure I get 4 tickets this year and not 2 to that concert. So I'm being extra.
Nice to him. Yeah. We like
Nate.
Not
the number that I was looking for, Nate. Okay. So we'll see how we'll work that the rest of the week.
You can have my 2 tickets. Tell Nate I want 2 and then you take
I'll make sure. I'll make sure he knows.
Because I've never been to a concert for that. That is Mark Tauscher. All right. If I may, on the plastic front, I don't have a problem with your policy. I think it's very it's fair and smart, actually. What about putting the cover on it while you're driving and then taking the cover off and drinking without it once you arrive at your location? Then you're not actually drinking your beverage through the plastic, which I know is what your issue is.
Yeah, there's a couple things. I think that's something that I could look at. I'm not sitting here saying it's perfect, so I will take a look at that. It is dumb. I didn't disagree with Hunter at the time, but in Hunter's case, I only had like about a half a cup, so there was no spillage issues, and I had done the whole
until
show
he knocked
with it
over.
And I don't know what exactly he had happened. So
he did blame you, which I thought was it was a strategy.
I don't know if it was a good one. I put a lid on my stuff. I've got a water bottle right here, lid on it.
Not perfect.
Good like, for,
great for you.
Good for the water
for
bottle.
Nothing
dripping. It's great because it's 2025 and I'm an adult and I can protect my drinks.
Are you an adult?
Sometimes.
Yeah, okay. Speaking of adults, Jesse is doing a very adult thing today. He is, right now he's a prospective juror. We do not know if he will in fact be a juror. But can we agree that he is now going to do everything he can
to get on
a case?
Yeah, he is the weirdest cat when it comes to that. Like we know he's always finding ways, right? That's kind of how he does his business. And this is something that civic-minded people you should do. So I'm not trying to poo-poo that, but there's nobody ever that would prefer to be on, like, if the O.J. Simpson trial was in play and you'd have to miss 18 months of work, I think Jesse would love to have been a jury on that trial because he would have missed all that and he gets in the spotlight. Like, I think that would be perfection for him. Am
you
I
still
crazy
get your
to think
paycheck?
That? No, you have to take leave. You get paid a much lesser amount to be on a jury. I think that's how that works, right?
Well, yeah, no wonder you got to write a book then if you're on one of those celebrity juries. I don't know how it works. I have been selected twice, and then neither time did I ever have to even report to the courthouse. I got a call the night before saying you are not needed.
Okay.
But Jesse got a call saying he had a report this morning, and he has. He sent us a picture of him with his
I'm not gonna lie to you.
Jury name tag.
Way too many updates from him. Like, I can't get him to respond to a text on a show topic, but he goes on jury duty and it's like he's doing a documentary. Okay, Jesse, good luck. I hope you make it.
Good luck.
You want to. And you know, what is a normal jury? 2 days? Is that kind of what normal jury
is? I don't know. I don't know. Now I will tell you that my mentor, Tom Mulhern, who I miss very much, was on a jury in Madison. It was like an armed robbery trial. And I remember him telling the story after it was over. He was elected foreman of the jury. And he was amazed that it was a very clear-cut case. Like, it was pretty obvious, at least to him, as a pretty smart guy, that the person was guilty, and yet half the jury, I don't know. And so the deliberations take quite a while to.
You have to listen. You've seen what is the big jury movie? 12 Angry Men, right? Isn't that
sure?
Isn't that,
sure. Yeah.
You need to have some skepticism. I don't want everybody going in there. Yeah, he's got it. No, I want skepticism. I want debate, and I want you to come to a good, solid decision. So, no, I'm on board with that. I think you should have skepticism.
So you, to be clear, you are you do not have any jury duty experience.
I don't, and I don't have any interest in doing it either.
Yeah, I don't either. I'll pass.
Okay.
But Jesse's very excited.
But I'll say this. If I was, I'd be really good at it. Like, I think I would be a perfect jury. I think I'd actually maybe one of the more – I would be really good at being on a jury.
What makes you say that?
Because I'm going to listen to both sides. As we see on this show, I am not a rigid guy. Like, I am someone – you give me good information, I will listen, and I'm not going to, like, completely – but I'll be very open and say, let's dig more into this. Let's find some more information out. Okay. And then potentially I'm somebody – I just think I'd be a very impartial, good juror. And I think I'd do a very thorough job.
So if you thought that there was incontrovertible, clear evidence that the person committed the crime
– they're gone. Yeah. No, they're gone.
So you would not be creating skepticism,
no.
like the quarterback on Rogan.
Oh yeah, I mean you could get into all that. I am going to look at, you know, jury member two was a movie out on Netflix I watched. There's Runaway Jury. There's some jurors are interesting folks.
Is that a John Grisham novel, Runaway Jury, that became a movie?
I don't know, but I know it was a movie. I am open. I would be open-minded enough and inquisitive enough and at some point decisive enough, I think. And those are your three things. That's your three keys to being a good juror.
All right. So you might make a good juror, but on Friday you were out at University Ridge with your former quarterback at the University of Wisconsin.
Yeah, we had a great time.
Brooks Bollinger. Did you, in fact, play with Brooks Bollinger?
So it was a unique format. You had six people on a hole, which normally, I know you don't golf, but four. Usually it's in a foursome, and you have four people playing. Here we did scrambles, teams of three. So there was Brooks and two dudes, Old T and two dudes, and we played. And Brooksy had a plus one handicap with him, which means he's better than par. He was really good. And Brooks, to his credit, Brooks was really good as well. But his kid, Miles, ended up taking first place in
what?
The entire thing. Yeah, Miles was a celebrity. Somebody dropped out, and they ended up winning the whole dang thing. We were really average. We were about as average a group as you could have probably been. We finished almost dead middle of the pack.
Wait, so you were a celebrity, and Brooks was a celebrity.
And Miles was a celebrity.
And someone didn't come. And so you show up for your group, and you've got Miles Bollinger. And at first you're thinking, well, wait a minute. Brooks Bollinger's son, that's not a celebrity. And then you go and you win the whole dang thing. That's quite the pendulum swing.
No, I think most people, you get to these events, I think you want to have some stories. Miles, was, as you saw with him being on air, good little storyteller.
Yeah.
So I think the fact that he's a great stick and he's a, you know, he's probably right around scratch also. I mean, I love, you know, being out with people, but I think most people would prefer after a couple of holes, just give me somebody that's really good at golf.
So wait a minute, that's not you.
No, I'm fine at golf. I chipped in and did my part. I
hit okay.
Took me a while to warm up. As I'm aging, I'm not as long as I used to be. And I warmed up about probably 10 or 11 holes in.
10 or 11. All right.
What's so funny about that?
What you said, it took you a little while to warm up. I didn't realize it was going to be 10 or 11 holes before you really got cooking, though. I was thinking maybe 4 or 5.
Oh, well, it was 10 or 11.
So wait a minute. So then today is a pro-am.
Yeah.
Are you paired with Tung Chai Jai D?
I don't know who we're paired with. This is a... One of our great partners at WTMJ, Annex Wealth Management, their team invited me out. So I will be playing. It's their event today. They kind of own the whole space today. So that's who I'll – and so I have no clue who I'll be playing with, but it'll be fun. I'll have a good time.
Wow. All right. Well, you have been a celebrity. This time the pro will be the celebrity. Speaking of celebrities, my social media – has a lot of Gina Della in it lately. She's talking not just about Windows these days, but you're going to talk about Windows.
I am. It's a new month.
New read. I forgot.
New excitement. And you know what? It is time. as Kevin Green said to Clay Matthews, it is time to upgrade your windows or doors, but you don't want to spend a fortune? Yeah, Pella is the best in the industry and has a product line for every budget. And right now, you can get no interest and no payments for up to 2 years. So if the plan is to wait, guess what? You can get it now, and you can still wait to make payments. That's up to 2 years. Certain restrictions do apply. This offer ends on June 30th. Set your free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com.
More with Tausch live from TPC Wisconsin, where we will be again on Friday for the AmFam Championship. More next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Tausch continues from TPC Wisconsin. We'll be there together for the AmFam Championship on Friday. Hunter Vaughn is in as our cousin sub of the day. Cousin subs, we believe in better for Jesse, who is angling for jury duty. He is giving us updates live from the courthouse, which I'm not even sure. Is that legal?
I don't think it should be. Like, if you should be putting your effort and attention into that. But how many people that get signed up for jury duty are happy about it? And then how many people are angling to be a foreman? It's got to be less than 10%, right?
I would think so. And I feel like we had a lawyer text in who said that the first person that they want to get rid of when they're doing the voir dire to pick juries is someone who's super eager to be on a jury.
Yeah, I'd smell Jesse from a mile away and boot him out my jury pool if I was an attorney. No doubt about it.
Why would you do that other than his
eagerness? He's an overeager beaver. He's an overeager beaver, and he wants I think there's a fine line, because I think in most jobs, which a jury duty really comes down to, you want someone that's, you know, really excited and passionate to be about it. I think it goes the opposite way in jury duty. You want someone that's going to be meticulous, that's going to be inquisitive, but I don't think you want someone that really wants to be there. And that goes against all human instincts in most cases, but I think in this case, that is how most attorneys look at it.
So my question for you is, from a content perspective, though, do we want him to be selected?
Yes. There is no doubt. We need foreman. He needs to be the foreman, and he needs to run the whole thing, and he needs to document it, and we need to make it into a digi only. And I don't know if they allow any of that. So if Jesse can harness that and bring a bunch of topics back from it, I'm all in on this jury duty bit. If he's just going to go there and then come back and say, hey, it was fun, it was good, then I'm out. But I think he is angling and understanding that this is a content. And that's another reason why he probably shouldn't be on the jury.
All right. So Chris in the ESPN Madison YouTube comments. We'll get to Packers conversation shortly. But Lucky Jesse, I was on a jury 2 years ago for a three-day case, Chris writes. Started late every day because the lawyers would argue and we couldn't be in the room. There's a lot of time wasted in the jury room.
Yeah, I believe it.
That sucked. We deliberated for like 4.5 hours because there were two people putting their feelings over the evidence that was laid out.
Yeah.
If he's in the jury room or they haven't started the selection process yet, he could be on his phone. So there you go. And he has gone dark for the last 10 minutes or so. So maybe he's being selected as we speak, and that's why we're not getting any updates. Because Lord knows, Tausch, he would not choose to stop updating us.
No, he
you know
wants
he'd
to
be giving us play-by-play.
He's all in on it. So kudos to – I hope Jesse does it. He's being civically responsible, and for the show, I hope he makes it on. And I think he really, really wants to get on, and I'm sure Becca is pulling for him to do that too.
Roy brings up an interesting point in the YouTube comments on ESPN Madison YouTube.
I was just debating whether to read this or not.
I think we have to because it would be hilarious for Jesse.
It would be a miscarriage of justice. Roy writes, and I quote, "The best content would be Jesse sending an innocent man to jail and then Jesse thinking he did a great job as a foreman." No! No! We're not sending innocent people to jail for content purposes.
But then think about the documentary that would come out like 3 years later about this guy that's in jail and he shouldn't be, and it's because of Jesse. That's hilarious.
No, it's not hilarious. We're talking about someone's life, A. And B, it wouldn't be 12 angry men. It would be one inept juror, right? It would be him. Be the story
the
of his ineptitude.
The beautiful part is what, Jason, one inept juror is not putting you in jail.
Be a hung jury? Is that how that works from my Law and Order watching?
I think it takes all 12 one way or the other. Otherwise, it's a reset. So,
all right. Well,
Jesse can't put it all on himself.
Well, that'll allow us to avoid that scenario. All right. So, Jesse will continue there. I want to get to some of the conversation about the Packers. I did write for Sunday's Sunday Read on channel3000.com about the leadership component for Jordan Love and the process that he's going through to try and become a more vocal leader, step out of his comfort zone a little bit. But I didn't want to ask about that because we addressed that last week. Here's what I wanted to ask about, because you spent some time with Tucker Kraft at the draft. He chickened out and didn't name you the winner in your cook-off. He abdicated that responsibility, and then some might say you didn't deserve to win, but the crowd cheered for you instead of Bulaga. But he came out and said that he intended to be more of a leader this season. Is that something that you announce? And what do you think of Tucker wanting to make that something that he wants to accomplish this season in his third year in the NFL?
I don't think you need to announce it. I mean, guys know by play and by kind of seniority, there's kind of a process you go through. Some guys can come in right away and be, you know, a big time leader. And then there's other times that it takes some time for you to find your voice. And again, not everybody needs to be rah-rah. Matter of fact, I thought the opposite of it. I thought it was more about showing, not talking about it. So I think Tucker Kraft has shown how he played and how he finished the season, he's going to be a leader. He obviously has elevated his role. And I think a lot of times you kind of find your voice, just like you do in life when you're growing up, and you find your voice and then you utilize how you best think that voice can be used to help accomplish the goals you're looking for. And Tucker wants to win. He wants to be a great player and he wants to have a fantastic career. And I think he realizes that being a leader and doing that part of it is a big piece to that puzzle.
How vital, I mean, we spend a lot of time talking about leadership and chemistry. How vital is that from your experience? Like, and here's what I mean by that, because everybody talks about it, right? And you have, it's a spectrum of quality of leadership and of chemistry. Do you only know if it's a problem if it goes poorly? Like, were you ever on a team where the leadership wasn't very good? And could you tell that that was a problem?
Yes. And it was the season that Ted kind of took over for Mike Sherman. There was confusion and just kind of a weird vibe from the top. And I thought that was the only season I ever felt that way.
Mm-hmm.
And then you saw it with, well, we had coaches talking about players that weren't there anymore. It is so hard to win anyways in this league. You need everybody working together. You can have your own beliefs and thoughts on things, but messaging and approach need to be everybody moving in the same direction. So for as much as I don't like old boy up in Minnesota rowing the boat, it's a really good analogy because you need everybody. You can't have the oxman up front and whoever's in the back rowing against it. You're just going to spin in circles. You're not going anywhere. So that analogy, while I don't like his operation, it actually makes a ton of sense. And for the most part, it doesn't come down to, he's such a good speaker. That's great. But Tony Robbins ain't coming in and helping us win championships. He might give us something that will give us a mental idea that we can work on, but I don't want Tony Robbins blocking Julius Peppers, or I don't want him running the football. I want everybody to know their role. The big thing about all of this is everybody finding their role, figuring out what the team needs from you, and then doing it to the best of your ability. And you do need leadership for that. But this idea that you need to have 10 different guys that are great, you know, are going to be give a great halftime speech or a big time pregame speech. Yeah. It's just not, that ain't it. What is it is, hey man, this guy's going to hold accountable. You're not running your route at the right depth. You're going to say something, you're going to get it fixed. It isn't about bickering and complaining about it and try, it's about fixing problems when they arrive so that you don't have monster problems showing up at your doorstep every, you know, other week.
So did you see that change quickly in 2006? Like when Mike McCarthy
came in? It was a process.
No,
it was a process. Matter of fact, I've told Mike this, and I had conversations with him when we had our leadership council. I thought we didn't hold enough accountability early in that season. I thought we played scared. And, I mean, we got beat, I think, 33-0 or something against the Bears right out of the gate. And it was, oh, we got to do this. You got to let it rip. And I think that's where when Matt LaFleur did that with Jordan Love, that rang a bell to me because scared money don't make money in this league. You ain't going to win jack playing scared. You're just not. You have to be aggressive. And when you're a young football team, part of your process is, well, I want to protect. No, you ain't winning in this league doing that. And I think it took us a little bit of time that year to find our way. And I actually think when Aaron Rodgers took over, we didn't play scared. We played more cautious and scared in 06 than we did in 08. And that was with Brett Favre playing quarterback in 06. Huh. Now, again, we came out of it, but go back and look at that 06 game. It was one of those games where we went into it and I knew, well, we are playing not to lose and not make mistakes, and that ain't the formula to win anything in this league.
The opener against the Bears where you guys got shut out?
That's literally what I just said, yeah.
I don't remember why you were so terrible. I just remember you were terrible.
Okay, great. Well, I just told you why.
But for you to play scared,
and
I
bet if you read quotes from that day, you'd be able to decipher that we all knew what was going on. And I think Mike knew what was going on. It was a case where I think you didn't, if you remember, we started three new dudes in the middle. You know, we lost a bunch of guys. Maybe Flanny was playing. I can't remember if Flanny was still there. No, he wasn't.
No.
The whole thing was just we have to do this and we're gonna be and it just doesn't work. And you wanna make sure you're not doing things guys can't, but when I just remember back to that season, I remember the beginning of the year, we were incredibly cautious, and it just didn't work.
So was it because, though, of the young offense, the three fat guys whine.
No, it was because we decided we were going to play that way. It's not like we went out there and said, "Oh, we can't do this. We can't." No, you got to go play.
I'm not putting it on them. I'm saying, did Mike?
You just asked me.
No, right? Did Mike take that approach because of
You'd have to ask Mike. I don't know. All I know is we did not do what we did. We were not doing what we normally did. We were incredibly conservative, more so than at any other point. And while I was in Green Bay, that was by far the most conservative and risk-averse operation we took. And by the way, as the season unfolded, we stopped doing that. There is a process, and I'm not saying we should have been a run-and-shoot, air it out. Like, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying we knew going into it we were going to bank on defense and play, and that's just not how Green Bay Packer football is played.
No. According to the game book from that matchup, you and Cliffy started a tackle. Tony Maul at right guard, Jason Spitz at left guard, and Scotty Wells was still the starting center. My memory fades a little bit. He must have suffered an injury at some point during that season that Spitz played a little bit maybe at center. All three of those guys, those three young guys, the rookies, they all started 10 games each that year. Yeah. That was also the year that Cliffy got the strip mall sushi Jason Taylor food poisoning, right? In Miami?
Yeah, I don't remember if that was the year. All I remember is that season, the starting point, when you asked that question, that was the point and the only time that I felt like we didn't have confidence in ourselves.
Hmm.
That's
and
it.
And you got that sense from the 23 team during the first half of that season until they let it rip.
No, all I'm saying, I think you brought that point up about Jordan Love and that meeting and the game in Pittsburgh when I was like, we got to just let him play.
Sure.
You can't baby and do, you got to let things rip, period. Now, that doesn't mean you leave people on islands and you say, you know what, we're going to have you cover what we're going to have LaTroy Guy on try and block Warren Sapp. No, that's not what I'm saying. But I'm saying you still have to run your stuff. You still have to do your thing as this process unfolds.
And then you guys won your last four games that season, and it was, some might say it was a springboard into the 07 season then when you guys went to the NFC Championship game. All right, Tausch is live from TPC Wisconsin getting ready for the Pro-Am today. We'll have more from him and more from Woldy and Tausch. Straight ahead, stick around.
We're on the Badgers.
There are moments where it feels like you're close, but taken holistically, those look like blips.
Because we're on Wisconsin sports.
To win a championship, you have to consistently be that team.
This is 100.5 ESPN and Wisconsin On Demand.
Continuing from the TPC Wisconsin, where are you? Is that the media area? Are you media there?
No, I'm literally at the 18th hole. I don't have a great angle with the camera, but everything is set up for the most part.
We're used to that.
And I am in the ESPN Wisconsin. We're next to the ESPN Wisconsin little strip that we have as from hospitality from our end. We got Tito's. We got Gordon Flesh over here. We got the Brewers. It'll be a fun day. I don't know if this is where we'll be. So we'll probably be in the media center on Friday.
Okay.
But this is where I'll be all day Friday, you know, having a Tito's and a Coors Light, probably celebrating, again, one of my favorite weekends of the year, the AmFam Championship Open out here. And now it's just at a different course than what it's been in the first 7 or 8 years that we've been doing this.
And we do not have an update on your pairing for the Pro-Am.
For today, I do not. No, I'll make sure I fill you in tomorrow. People are starting to matriculate in, so we'll see.
All right. Well, Jesse has been called to the interview room, so that's the last update we're going to get from him for a while. I wonder if he's approaching this like his, like he'd be interviewing for the, for a job that he really wants. Like, do you, is he going to come off as eager and excited to be a juror? And is he going to get himself booted? He could be back at the station in no time if that's what happens. So well, we won't be getting any updates from him in a while.
You know that'll be the last thing that he wants to have happen, for sure.
Do you get the sense he can play it cool?
I don't know how he's going to approach it. I think he's going to be – I think he'll be over-aggressive if I was betting.
I would tend to agree. All right, I want to get into what Jordan Love talked about in terms of the wide receiver group, because we didn't get to that last week, and the Packers have another OTA practice coming up tomorrow that'll be open to the media, so we'll get to that. Tausch, though, why don't you tell us a little bit about UW Credit Union and what they've got going on? I'm guessing they're out there because they're everywhere these days.
They are for every for every stage of life. UW Credit Union is here, proudly serving Wisconsin for over 90 years. They're going to help you reach your financial goals. People ask me, why did you join UW Credit Union, OT? Well, to keep my banking local. Yep. Member First Service. Yep. Great perks like early payday. I love that too. But man, I just love Wisconsin. I love Bucky. Can't say no to that pretty little face. If you love Wisconsin like I do, you just can't pay with anything else. Fandom will make you do crazy things. But man, this makes sense. Become a UW Credit Union member today. Get your Bucky card like I did. Federally insured by NCUA. Terms and conditions do apply.
Jordan Love thinks he'll be able to keep everybody happy in the wide receiver room. Will he? We'll discuss that next. It's Will Tausch.
The Milwaukee Brewers, the Cincinnati Reds.
Fly ball deep to left field. This is going back. Kepler turning. He's a spectator. See you later. Reese Hoskins has gone deep twice.
Tonight on 100.5 ESPN.
Complain a lot.
Not a lot. Sometimes, but not a lot, I wouldn't say.
So I don't want to complain about this, but I'm kinda gonna.
Okay.
And again, the most important thing is that their flight lands safely. So
sure.
Just to be clear on that. But how often does a flight get in early? Does that happen?
You're going to complain about a flight getting in early?
Well, only because it's kind of a delicate balancing act of leaving the show to go get them as they land earlier than they were scheduled. So that's the only reason I'm complaining.
Oh, and is there no like Ubers or anything up in the greater Green Bay area? Or is it, how does that work?
No. Are you suggesting that I should make them take an Uber with all their luggage and everything?
No, I'm not suggesting that, but I'm saying obviously if it's inconvenienced and it's not working out in a schedule, I'm pretty sure Uber and probably Lyft are up there. The airport pickup, you obviously want to pick your kids up when you can, and you want to grab your wife. It's a nice thing. You
grab
the luggage.
My wife, yes, pass. Indeed.
What did you say? Elmo?
You said I want to grab... Never mind. Go ahead.
Let's move on.
Furry? I didn't bring it up. Jason did.
You said you want to grab your wife is what you said.
Yeah, from the airport. I didn't mean it.
Okay.
You really got some. Anyways, no. If you're going to complain about, I don't think there could be anything more out of touch than complaining that a flight is early. No.
Okay.
Because you just think about like Newark and all the stuff going on. And the fact that your family would be home earlier, and I get what I understand why you're saying it, but that's I think that would be IPT.
Okay, well, I'm not complaining about it then. I'm just saying that it's going to adjust our timeline slightly.
Just like Jesse not asking for Pat Murphy to get fired, you kind of are complaining because you brought it up, and you see what I'm saying.
No, I see what you're saying. Yeah, well, yeah, okay. But not sort of just. Inconvenient. Far be it.
I'll tell you what. So yesterday, I was up. My niece graduated high school up in Rochester, Minnesota. So we were up at her graduation party for a day or two. And Sarah did one of the more bold things. I don't know. Can we tease this out? What time is it? No, we got plenty of time left. So I was trying to think. I know we got to get. She did something bold that had no real payoff. We're
what?
Sitting there. Yeah, I listen, Sarah does a lot of things great. She does a lot of things great. She's not great with names either. I mean, I struggle with it. People say, do you remember? We go and there was somebody comes up. We're sitting over in the tent having our lunch and all this other stuff. And this guy comes over. And I don't know who. I know he's one of my brother's friends.
Okay.
I don't remember exactly his name, and I certainly don't remember all of his kids. So he comes over, this casual small talk. How's your kids? How's your summer? Blah, 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 blah. It's all great. And that was – and then Sarah's sitting next to me. Sarah, oh, hey. And instead of just kind of playing the game and saying, not saying a lot, but she says, oh, congratulations on Jace. And I'm looking, and I legit didn't even – I had no clue. I'm thinking to myself, as she says this, that's impressive, or it's incredibly bold, and I'm not sure. And the awkward silence that occurs after she says this, she thought that this kid had won a state championship. It was one of Craig's friend's kids,
okay.
But it was not this guy's kid.
Well, whose kid was it?
Not this guy's. I don't, and then I talked to her. I said, sometimes you have to look at like the risk reward on things. What was the reward on this? That you're going to get an attagirl because you knew that this was Jace's dad? So instead, awkward silence and then, in essence, conversation killed, walk off conversation, but not a walk off in a good way.
So wait, so did you ever determine, like, how did this play out? Like, so after she makes this announcement. What was that?
That's Tausch's phone. Still going.
He's playing music. Are we going to get banned from YouTube because Tausch is playing some smooth jazz through his phone?
I don't know what's happening. I think maybe we're good now. We good, Tausch?
I unfortunately missed a lot of your response as I don't know how this all works.
You're playing smooth jazz over there.
Who is?
You.
What are you talking about?
We were getting music on the show of like some sort of like smooth, like you're on hold and you're waiting for our next representative will be with you shortly.
Oh, yeah. I can't. I called Delta. I said, I can't believe you got a flight in early for Wilby's kids.
Don't change the subject.
That's what I tried to do. I called Delta and said, how dare you get the Wilby family in early on their flight? So what were you saying? It didn't make any sense to me she went that bold.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're glad that you're back, first of all, because we were getting literal music, which was unexpected. So we're happy to have you. I would just say, what was the result? Like, how did you find out that she had the wrong person?
The awkward silence, the chagrined look on his face, and then the... who are you talking about? Question So those three things were kind of indicators that she had gotten it wrong.
And did you do further investigation to figure out who she was thinking?
Yeah, we found out. We found out it was the wrong guy and the wrong family in the whole operation. So yeah, it was one of those. I actually appreciated she went. Yeah, she swung big and she struck out, but she swung big. So I can't sit here. I wasn't mad about it. I thought it was bold. I didn't understand why pick that moment to be bold, though. That was the part that I was trying to understand from Sarah's perspective. I think she just was feeling confident in her recognition on what was going on. And I think she was happy because it was either on Facebook or something else that she saw it. So to be able to spread that information and bring joy, and unfortunately it just was to the wrong dad.
Well, I admire her efforts. I'm sorry it didn't work out, much like the music that we got to listen to there. I am curious, did you have anything else that came out of your graduation party shindig? Because usually the brothers get together, there's a lot going on.
There was another thing that came out that I think you're going to appreciate, and it's kind of my new thing. One of Sophia's friends' parents, big fans of the fact that I played for the Packers. My new thing is, you want a picture with me, which is great. I love it. It was great. I had a nice conversation. We ended up actually having a really good conversation about the Vikings and Bears and how much we respect Bear fans more than Viking fans, because we're up in Viking country up there in Rochester.
Sure.
But I now, in essence, and I don't want to say I force, but they're interested, and even if they're feigning interest in me, I make them subscribe to our YouTube channel and download our podcast to get a photo. Is that IPT? Is that IPT?
I love it. That's brilliant.
No, it's ingenious. It's not inappropriate. Wait, so this was a friend of your niece?
It was a friend of my... It was... Her friend's dad was one of the people. Obviously, that's what happens at graduation parties. Your kids' friends, you have some of your neighbors and your friends. But in this case, he was over, and he was a big fan. I can tell he was a little nervous. Craig actually introduced us. We started talking. He was a really nice guy. He knew a lot about the Packers, knew a lot about my career. So we're discussing, and I said, well, I got something for you. You can't get enough Packers. I got the exact spot you need to be. And he said, oh, here. And then I downloaded it on his Apple.
He handed you his phone?
Yeah, he gave me his phone because he wanted a picture. So we took pictures. And then I said, this would be great. And I said, you know what would be awesome? He had a really good question and actually a really good point. I told him, you are addicted to the YouTube chat. I said, jump on our YouTube channel and bring this point up today. Now, whether or not he will or not, I don't know. He's got a job. He's got other stuff.
Sure.
So I don't necessarily, but he was really interested. And his point was that he said Brett Favre led with his heart. Aaron Rodgers led with his head. Because everybody wants to know about Rodgers and Favre. Like, that's just standard protocol whenever people are talking about the Packers and my career and just in life. And I said, that is a great point you brought up. Put it on the YouTube chat and we will discuss it. So if and when he does, we'll have that discussion. But I didn't think it was IPT at all.
No.
Matter of fact, my brother brought up a new game that he wants us to play on our show, which is IPT or
Yerp
APT.
Or
IPT or APT. The conversation is APT or the conversation is IPT. And I thought that could be something fun down the road. So that's kind of some of the things we learned yesterday.
Well, it sounds like a great time was had by all. And
and there's one other thing too, since you asked, which I appreciate.
Oh, would you like to start? Would you like to start the 10 o'clock hour with that?
Sure. Yeah, that sounds like a great. That would be APT. That'd be apt if we did that.
Well, it would also be APT if you talked about the American Family Insurance partnership that we have had since the beginning. Since you're out there at the AmFam Championship at TPC Wisconsin.
Indeed, we've seen this. I've said the championship that they put on with the money that is raised for local charities. We love American Family Insurance, and they love their community. A proud partner of Wilde and Tausch. For almost 100 years, they've been committed to making life better. The right home and auto protection. Also, you're free to enjoy your dreams. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
The 10 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch kicks off in 2 minutes. So stick around. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.